Randy Simmons has spent the past 2 years poring over his son David's 95,000-word manuscript and hard drives that contain tens of thousands of pictures and videos detailing the 30-year-old's travels across the world. Simmons says the story began with an impressive youth.
David was a spectacular student in high school. He was a straight-A student. He gave the graduation speech for his high school graduation. He was an athlete on both baseball and basketball teams that won league championships during his time of playing. He was a very educated man. He went to a one-year college in California, and then he transferred to an international university in Germany. Later returned to Chico, his hometown, and got a bachelor's degree and was graduated magna cum laude, which is like the top 2% of the class. Went on to do graduate work in Germany and Russia. He got his master's degree in international studies. He was a Fulbright scholar in Belarus. Basically, he represented the United States Embassy there. He gave lectures to a university in Russian language. He was fluent in German, French, and Russian languages, so he was able to use that to his advantage as he continued to travel, you know, throughout the world.
Simmons says his son's great passion was travel. Throughout the 2010s, he circled the globe 3 times, visiting 77 countries and immersing himself in the local cultures on an entirely self-funded adventure. That adventure would fill his manuscript with amazing stories.
Yeah, there's so much danger and intrigue, and the book itself is just a real pleasure to read, and he was able to reconfirm his feelings about mankind numerous times as he got such wonderful support. And his goal was to pay it forward and encourage people to travel and to visit other countries and to have an open mind and the understanding that basically mankind is a very positive experience for him.
After years spent traveling the world, David Simmons decided to settle down in Haines. His father explains why David chose a small rural town in southeast Alaska as his home.
He was tired of traveling. He returned to his hometown in Chico and realized that he'd never been to Alaska, and he had a cousin up there, Cambria Goodwin, who was the owner of the Pilot Light. And he said, "Hey, I've never been to Haines. Mind if I come up and visit you, say, for a weekend?" And she goes, "Oh my gosh, the weekend he'd chosen was the weekend of the Southeast Alaska State Fair." So he came up to visit Cambria and just had a wonderful time. So that was his first exposure to Alaska. And he immediately fell in love with the town and the environment and everything about it. And he was so impressed with the people of the town. He said, "They're all here for the same reason. They're here because they want to be." He realized that he said something like something about the area. It draws you into your vortex and it just won't let you go. He's always been an outdoor camping kind of guy. He loved the outdoor spirit of Haines. He loved the community.
After losing David in the landslide in December 2020, Simmons feared that his son's manuscript was gone forever and would never be completed. But a twist of fate brought the manuscript into his hands.
So when he passed, the landslide took David and everything he owned, and it was lost at sea. And so we just assumed that his manuscript on his computer was lost at sea. And that was one of the biggest disappointments when I realized that he was never going to be able to finish this book. But as luck would have it, he had just purchased a brand new Mac Pro to do some, you know, final editing on his video work. And he had it about, you know, less than a week, and he slipped on the stairs and dropped it and cracked the screen. So he sent it in for repairs. This was like, you know, a week or two before he passed. When the tragedy occurred, my wife, Michelle, and I came up to Haines, and we were with Libby Jacobson and her family. And about 3 days in, the book showed up in the mail, the repaired MacBook showed up in the mail. And we thought, oh my gosh, I wonder if his book is on this new computer of his. And lo and behold, the computer opened and his manuscript was on the computer. So we had his rough draft.
With the help of friend Jody Dillman and local author Joe Altman Moore, Simmons edited the rough draft into a book that he considers to be the most important thing he's ever accomplished. The book, titled 50 Countries, 50 Stories, was released on March 7th. Ultimately, Simmons wants readers to know how his son saw the world.
David had achieved such a level of understanding for the people he stayed with. And, you know, his whole premise was that we as humans are one of a similar kind, no matter the religion, country, or culture we were raised in. He was the most compassionate, accepting, respectful person I have ever known. He had respect and compassion for everybody in his life. And he was really fortunate to be able to receive such generosity and kindness as he traveled around the world with these, you know, multiple types of environments and people and cultures, he was able to get a positive experience, and that came directly from his optimistic attitude and love for people and acceptance. He was my best friend, and he was a tremendous, tremendous individual. I take a lot of pride in him. I take, you know, some responsibility for him turning out the way that he did, but I can tell you one thing, he's a better man than I will ever be, just by who he was.
As of this recording, 50 Countries, 50 Stories by David Simmons can be found on sale on Amazon. For KHNS in Haines, I'm Brennan Wilkes.